Good morning. Can you give a smile to your neighbor right now? You know, it's good to be happy while learning. Amen? Okay. I will not give any testimonies because I have to go to straight to my message or to the teachings. As Pastor Chris says that, you know, I've been using this teaching to help other churches, and this is a seven topic sessions. So, and then Pastor Chris asked me to share it all in three Sundays. So I'm really wondering trying to figure out how can I make it, you know. Okay. So, this is about the principles for church growth. No? And the first thing that I want to share with you in this regard, in this matter, is the vision for growth. Okay? You know, vision is the key to accomplish great things. Do you believe on that? Okay, in any... in anything you want to accomplish, in any matter, start in the vision. Okay, there is a saying, a Chinese saying, that a journey of 1,000 miles begins in a single step. But for me, I'll just revise it. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins in a vision. Why? Because you cannot go farther without eyesight. See? Okay, so you have to look, you have to see something before you step on it. You see? So, in all walks of life, growth is imperative. Do you believe that growth is imperative? In education, knowledge, skills, society, technology, company, business, and ironically, even evils grow. Every living thing God created grows. Do you believe on that? Why? Because there is life in it. As long as there is life in it, it grows. Do you believe? What about the church? Should the church grow? Yes, we claim that the Spirit of God, of the living God, dwells in the church. Then it must grow. Amen. Tell to your neighbor, the church must grow. Okay. Yes, indeed the church grow in general. In the whole world, growing, although it's growing sporadically. It happens sporadically in different places in the world. If growth happens in some places of the world, so maybe you have a chronicles of a history of revival in different types in different parts of the world, and you will see that a lot of churches grow in different part. But if that growth happens in different places, why not in all? Why not in the United States of America? Why not in UK? Why not in Cardiff? Why? Okay, let's go back. Do you believe that the life of God is in the church? Yes, it is. And the church must grow. Churches don't grow because it is in a nutshell. It needs to break out from its shell. John 12:24, truly, truly, I say unto you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. The church must be willing to leave its comfort zone for the church to grow. If the whole atmosphere of the church, you know, without the atmosphere of dying to self, the church won't grow. We must believe that it is God's will for the body of Christ, the church, to grow. Growth of the body of Christ in the whole world can only be measured by the status of the local churches. We say that the church, we might say, yes, the church, we believe that the church grows, but how can we measure it? We can only measure the church by measuring what is happening in the local church. If we don't believe, and for some other reasons don't have the passion to make it happen, then it is just another way of surrendering to the devil and his evil host the luxury of flourishing his dominion without any deterrence. So if we don't believe that the church must grow, we are just surrendering our children to the devil. Imagine if we don't have the passion that the church should grow in the coming generations. You know, as I told you, that even the devil, even evil grows. And why if the church? And what if the church don't grow in the coming generations? Sad to say that a lot of churches, as I've noticed here, are closing down. It is a sad thing to say. You know. Are we happy when someone comes to Christ? Yeah. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Are we happy when someone joined the church? Yes, of course. Then the church must grow. Amen. Tell again to your neighbor, the church must grow. Okay. Amen. Okay, this vision for growth begins in four foundational elements. Okay, number one, God's vision, I have to lay the four. God's vision for creation, vision for the Great Commission, process of the vision, empowerment of the vision. Okay, let's discuss one by one. God's vision for creation. Let's read Genesis 1:26-28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea and of the bird in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the bird in the skies, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Vision for growth is about vision for multiplication. Since the beginning, it is God's vision. What is this vision all about? Okay, what is this vision for multiplication? A world, you know, this is the vision of God. Have you ever thought about or think about that? Think about what is God's vision when God created man on earth. Okay. He said, you know what I see? It is about filling the earth with people of God's image. It's about a world filled with the people of God's image. I call it not just only a man with an image of God. No. The right, for me, the right term is people of God's image. That is God's vision. To fill the earth, okay, a world filled with people of God's image. Okay. So, what would have been the earth look like if men did not fall into sin? Wonderful. Every corner of the earth are filled with the people with God's image. Because that was God's command. God's command to people. To Adam and Eve. To fill the earth. What kind of people will flourish in the earth? They are people with God, people of God's image. Wonderful. See? And then, let's put into specific. What is, on that premise, then what is God's vision in the UK? A nation filled with people of God's image. What is God's vision for Cardiff? A city filled with, come on, brothers and sisters, are you here? What is God's vision for Cardiff? A city filled with God's people of God's image. Amen. What is the vision of God in Katay? Katay. You know, in the Philippines, when you say Katay, you will die. Katay. You know. That's why we say Katay. Yeah. Okay. So the vision of God in this community is to be filled with God's people of God's image. And let us reduce it. What is the vision of God in your family? Every children, father, mother, your granddaughter, everyone in the family are made in the image of God. That is God's vision. And do you believe God doesn't change that vision? God never changes. Things that He established on the beginning is still the same. God gave Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all the same covenant and commandment to be fruitful, increase in numbers, fill the earth. Just run about that on the Bible and you will see this command of God to be, to increase, be fruitful, and be productive. Okay, number two, vision of the Great Commission. Okay, what is the vision of Great Commission? Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Then Jesus said to them then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of age. These scriptures give us a glimpse of Jesus' vision for the world. Although it is a command mode, but it gives us a vision of Jesus' vision for the world. He said, make disciples of all nations. So, what is this vision all about? Okay. A world, again, you see, a world filled, when the Lord said, go and make disciples of all nations. He wants all nations to be His disciples. So what is His vision? His vision that every corner of the earth will be His disciples. To be filled with people, a world filled with the disciples of Jesus Christ. Oh, again, what is the vision of God in UK? A nation filled with the disciples of Christ. What is the vision of God in Cardiff. A city filled with His disciples. What is the vision of God in Katay? Okay. A district, you say? A district filled with Christ's disciples. Okay, what is the vision of God in your schools? Who are those students here? Your schools, your universities must be filled with disciples of Christ. In your work, in your company, what is the vision of God in your company? That company should be filled with disciples of Jesus Christ. And your marketplace, your family again, your family, all of the members of the family must be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Tell to the person next to you, say, now you know your God's vision for your family. So you have the mission now. What is your mission now? What is your mission for your family? Make your children be a disciple of Christ. Amen? Who are those students here? Now you see your vision, God's vision. God placed you on that university to make disciples because God wants to fill that university with His disciples. Amen? Okay, number 3. Process of the vision. Okay, I have to finish. Yeah. Process of the vision. Okay, there are only three steps to the process of this vision. Number 1, transforming into Christ-likeness. Number 2, small group community relationships. Number 3, intentional discipleship. Only 3 things. Okay? Number 1, transforming into Christ-likeness. Okay, let us go back a little bit from Genesis 27 and 28. It says, so God created mankind in His own image, in the likeness, or in the image of God, He created them male and female. He created them male and female, He created them. Why is it? Okay, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Notice the order. What is the order? The order is God's image first, then the second is multiplication. They were first created in God's image, then before blessing them to go and multiply. So you see, okay, before multiplication happens, there must be a creation of a person into God's image. So Christ-likeness, number 1 is transform. The component of this strategy is focus on developing Christ-likeness life. Amen. Because the blessing for multiplication will just follow when there is God's image. Okay, no multiplication without God's image and likeness. They are inseparable. He will only bless what He instituted. Do you believe that? Okay. Now, let us compare and read Matthew 28:18. Let us compare these two scriptures. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Okay. A vision for the world in Jesus' world, in Jesus' words. It is the same vision of God in different form. Okay. Genesis 1, 26 and 28, and Matthew 28:19-20 is the same. Do you agree on that? It is the same. Why? Why is it the same? Okay, let's see. Discipleship is following, isn't it? Okay? What is the essence of following? The essence of following is, it is becoming like whom you follow. You see? Do you know a celebrity? A well-known celebrity in UK? You know, in the Philippines, when someone die-hard fan of a celebrity, as if almost everything from that celebrity will be imitated by that person, even if she, the way she talks, she moves, haircuts, you know, and they follow them and they are becoming like them, even how they talk. So that is the essence of following. You become like whom you follow. Follow. Okay. Pastor Chris knows about that. Okay. Are you following? Okay. So following Christ is becoming like Him. Okay. Colossians 1:15, what it says? Colossians 1:15, it says, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, is the image of, let's put a modifier there. Jesus the Son is the exact image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Okay. So Jesus, why God asked us to follow the Lord? Because Christ is the exact image of the invisible God. So when people begin to follow Christ, man are now, okay, becoming or restoring into the original purpose of God. What is the original purpose or vision of God? Man is created in the image of God. So when man follow Christ, they are restoring into God's vision, original vision. It is the same. Amen. That's why discipleship is big deal to the church. You see? The Lord did not ask us, go and make orphanages of all nations, and I will be with you. Yes, we do that. That is a strategy for winning. Go and feed the hungry. That's not the Great Commission. That is just a strategy for winning. What is the Great Commission? Make disciples. Discipleship is the issue. Discipleship is the big deal or the big thing for God. Okay? Okay, so when men follow the Lord Jesus Christ, they begin to transform and restore to the image of God. Following Christ is the restoration into God's original plan, that the world will be filled with the people of God's image. You know, why church growth and multiplications of disciples are possible? Because we have the blessing to multiply and we have the victory for sure. Why? Because God said, I will be with you. When the Lord will be with you, you will be assured of victory. Amen. So discipleship is possible. Church growth is possible. Amen. And the underlying questions right now are we a disciple of Jesus? Do we follow Him? Do other people see Christ in us? You know, the problem in the church is focusing on the minor ministry, not in the major ministry. A lot of people in the church focusing on music ministry. No, don't get me wrong. We do not disregard music ministry. It is a great tool, but it is just a minor ministry. We focus, a lot of churches focusing on how to make the building right and good. Yes, it is right and it is good to make our building beautiful. But this is just a minor ministry. The major ministry is discipleship. Okay. When there is Christ-likeness, there is multiplication. The result of following Christ is winning the world for Christ. Number two, multiplication happens in the context of family or small group community relationship. This is another second strategy or process of the vision. God created all things in a multitude at once, all at once, but for mankind to multiply, it was started in a couple. You see, when God said, let there be, you know, animal kingdom, and the animal kingdom was created multitude at once. They were all created multitude in a single command, but not for man. And you see what is the vision of God. When God commanded Adam, go and multiply. You see, God's vision is for the people, or for the whole world, to be filled with the people of God's image. But he has to start on the two, in a couple. So what does it mean? So this multiplication should happen in the context of family or family relationship. That's why if we want our church to grow, put emphasis on the family. Do you agree? It seems that there is angel coming or running around. Put emphasis on the family if we want our church to grow. And in this small group community. Okay. Why not multitude at once? Why he did not created the multitude at once? Since God created everything in an instant, then why not for man? Okay. In the premise of God-given free will to man, he wants man to exercise the responsibilities of connection, communication, relationship, supervision, submission to ensure the proper transmission and imitation for all generations of mankind. Okay? So, you see, this is the reasons why. Okay. Although the Lord himself, or the Lord ministered to the crowds, but he keeps coming back to the 12. Do you remember that the Lord have chosen the 12? He chose the 12. He ministered to the multitude, to the crowd, but he keeps coming back to the 12. And did you ask a question? Why God chose the 12? Why the Lord chose the 12? For the Lord, for him to have someone to arrange all his itinerary, or to arrange how to manage bread, peace and bread giving to the people, how to feed the people. No, I believe there is something more behind that. Okay. The goal of his 12 was a preparation of leadership for the coming multitudes. Okay? So the small group in the church is a leadership preparations for the coming multitude. The goal of small group is multiplication. The church is ready for growth when the church has prepared leaders to handle it. Without preparations of this, the core group of leaders who has this vision to make disciples, the church is not ready to grow. Vice versa, if the church has this vision focusing on discipleship, then I'll tell you the church is ready to grow. Yeah. You see, the Lord ministering to the world, but He keeps, He brought the 12 with Him. For 3.5 years, He was with the 12, teaching them, giving His life to them, discipling them. And then when Christ died, He rose again, and He commanded them. It seems that the Lord says, now you are ready to make disciples, to do as I have shown you. Here's the point. Why the 12? The same. Small group is manageable for connections, for communications, relationships, supervision, submission that are essentials for effective discipleship, leadership, development. In other words, transmission and imitation of Christ is, imitation of Christ's life is possible. You cannot copy something that is far from you. Hello. Well, for example, I will draw the, copy the image of James. Okay, from here to there. Do you think I will be able to copy him in detail? Why? Because this is very far. Why the Lord created a circle of 12 so that these 12 would really be able practically to imitate Christ on that circle. Amen? You see, if I have a pack of juice and I mix it in a barrel of water, do you think it still has taste? No, nothing at all. Why? Because it is being mixed up to a large volume of water. But how about if I have a 100 grams juice and mix it in a jar? Do you think there is a taste? Yes, why? It is just only few. That's why the imitations of Christ, when He get the 12, the imitation and transmission of the image is very workable. Amen? Are you still here? Yeah. I have 10 minutes. Oh, Pastor. What have you done to me, Pastor? This is an 8. Okay. The other thing is discipleship is intentional. The Lord says, be fruitful. Go and make disciples of all. Are all in the command mode. Means it is an action. It is intentional. Nothing will happen in the church if we will not be intentional. Intentional is not comforting words or comfortable words, especially when doing something that you are not used to do. It is not. But again, I said, the church must be cracked from its nutshell. Amen? It is intentional. Um, I think I have said it before when there is a men's conference here. I said it once that who among you are praying for your loved ones to be saved? Who are you are praying for your friends, for your co-workers in your marketplace, praying for them to be saved? Yes, okay. But I tell you, if you are not intentional, you will never know that it is God's time for them. I've said that you will never know that God really answered your prayer until you go and meet them and start sharing and start doing something for them. Go. Say to the person next to you, just go. Just do it. Going, winning, and discipleship is intentional. Okay. So sometimes we are very hesitant to talk to our to teach the new ones, to teach our children about Christ. Just do it. It's like Nike. Just do it. Amen. Okay. You know, fishing, this thing, I've been saying it to Pastor Eric. Fishing is like going out in the vast ocean. I tell you, you don't have to fish or you don't have to catch all the fish in that ocean. Is it possible you can catch all the fishes on the vast oceans? No, it is impossible. But somehow if you go, I think even a single fish you can catch. Amen? Just go. Do not just settle there in your comfort zone. Just go and you will find. You know, I've told it, and this is one of the testimony in Megor Church. I told Pastor Eric, Pastor, just made a harvest event. So Pastor Eric, think about Pros Fair in Megor. So, you know, the event came, then for just as I think a week preparations, so we made that. Then we put a booth on that on the Megor Square, and then we on that night we keep on giving tracts or giving booklets, Christian booklet about Christmas. You know it's frustrating. Why? People love to go, to different stall, buying foods or different stuffs, and some stuffs are crazy, but they are buying it, you know. But, you know, we are there standing, keep on trying to talk to the people about Christ, but they are just passing by. And they ignore what we are doing. But, you know, in my heart, Lord, this thing will not go without the reward. You know, we met two couple, and now they are now attending Megor Church in the highway. You see, just go and be intentional. Amen? Are you still there? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Empowerment of the vision. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and the man became the living soul. Luke 24 verse Genesis 2 verse 7 and Luke 24:49. I'm going to send you what my father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. You know, when the Lord told it, when he rose from the dead, and it is the culminating point where the Lord Jesus is about to go up or to go to the Father. And this is the time he finished all. He finished discipling the 12. But after that, he said, okay, just wait. Before you go, just wait for the Holy Spirit. And you will be clothed with fire. Then, you know, when there is formation after discipleship, when the Lord formed them, created them into His image, somehow the seed, the desire to follow Him is there in the hearts of the disciples. Then He said, okay, wait for the Holy Spirit. What I want you to see here, when there is a disciple, when there is a formation of Christ's life, there will be empowerment for multiplication. So it means if the church is really doing this, if the church is doing forming, discipling, make sure that everyone in the church are disciples of Jesus Christ, not just attendees. Do you believe people in the church? Do you believe people may come into the church, but they are not disciples of Christ? But tell to the person next to you, you are not that one. You are the disciple of Christ. Yeah. Tell to the person next to you, you are a disciple of Christ. Come on, let us declare it right now with boldness. Tell to the person next to you, to the net, to the left, to the right, to the back, they say to one another, you are indeed a disciple of Jesus Christ. Hello. Hello. Are you here? Are you still here? Amen. I'm finishing. Okay, right. Okay, finishing. Okay, the church growth is possible, and it is God's will. We have the anointing for multiplication. Restoring in the image of God, that is Christ-likeness, is the key. How serious are we about living the life of Christ? How serious? Oh, then go, do it, and we will see the blessing for multiplication. Lastly, I want to say this thing. Remember that the Great Commission is an authorization written by the blood of Christ, sealed by His resurrection, and empowered by His presence. That is why it is powerful and proven basis to grow His church. The problem in the church is we lose that focus. I tell you, when we focus on discipleship, growth will happen. That's all. I finished.